Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a landscape where the intersection of humanity and nature has grown fraught with tragedy, the marshlands stand as a stark monument to both loss and indomitable survival. These once lush ecosystems, long revered for their biodiversity, are now swelling and reclaiming land at a pace that threatens to erase the very footprints of human civilization. As the world tips on its axis towards inevitable decay, reclaimed by the marsh, humanity's sinking battles takes you on a journey to the sinking battlefronts, where humanity struggles against an unfathomable soggy foe. Like trying to hold on to a fistful of water, efforts to contain the marsh's relentless advance prove futile. The symphony of croaking frogs now underscores the hollowed-out choruses of abandoned towns, while rusted swings and playgrounds barely rise above the murky water, painting a portrait of dissolution that is as eerie as it is mesmerizing. Amidst the choking grasp of the marshland, stalwart structures crumble, and people once rooted in these territories navigate a nomadic existence, startlingly unmoored. It is within these receding enclaves that the heart of this saga beats, a heart echoing the relentless heartbeats of individuals striving to adapt in the clammy embrace of a changing landscape. We witness the transformations, tragic and darkly wondrous. Houses perched on stilts as if on heron legs, floating agricultural enterprises that bob softly on the water, and the defiant children sliding down hills of sludge, laughing in the face of desolation. The ingenuity of desperation has never been more vividly on display. But this is not just a story of adaptation and resilience. It is a silent alarm, a reminder of the failures that have led us here, failures carved out in pollution scars, in the legacy of deforestation, and in the rain of plastic that now litters the expanding wetlands. The marsh, once a tapestry rich with life, now bears testimony to the relentless assault waged by human hands against planetary health. In this inexorable march towards a world drenched in layers of water and loss, small beacons of dim hope flicker. Innovators design floating gardens that extract purity from the very waters that engulf them, while architects dream up amphibious homes designed to rise with the tides. There is a sense of grim determination, a clinging to existence in the face of a nature that, while hostile in its reclamation, is simply following the path we have laid before it. This article not only illuminates the plight of those living in the shadow of the encroaching marshes, but also calls attention to the broader implications of their loss. As the wetlands swell, they consume not just land, but the heritage of human existence, culturally cleansing the earth with indifferent waters. Spurred by climate change, this watery expanse should not be seen merely as a local calamity, but as the incipient face of a terrestrial future, one that is anathema to the permanence we once took for granted. And yet, within this grim narrative, the human condition continues to shine through in extraordinary ways. From the resilience of those who remain, to the elegance of the solutions they craft out of necessity, there emerges a story of deep human complexity set against the backdrop of a planet in turmoil. It's a tale of adaptation, sunk costs, and the bittersweet legacy of an environment writhing under our care. The marshlands, like the rivers before them, have come to symbolize the rapidity of our planet's desecration. And yet they also pose a tantalizing question. Can the resilient adaptability of humanity find harmony with a world eager to erase the stains of our impact? The answer, obscured in the mists of the marsh, remains elusive, churning within the waters that rise to mute our cries. In Reclaimed by the Marsh, Humanity's Sinking Battles, we not only peer into the abyss of potential obliteration, but marvel at the threads of ingenuity that weave through the despair, a complex tapestry of loss and adaptation, creation and destruction, survival and surrender. As readers, we are compelled to imagine ourselves within this murky tableau, struggling for breath in a world that is both terrifyingly alien and poignantly familiar.